Generally, we preach that don't worry about concentration or mind, just chant Hare Krishna. It is true also, but in order to become very serious and sincere, elevated devotee, we have to take mind along with us. We say that niyamita smarane na kala. There is no niyam for chanting or doing bhakti or anything. We say, don't worry about mind. And Bhagavat also says that many a time. Ajnanat bhava jnana uttam sloka namayat sankirtan madam punso dehe deho yasa anala. Just we give very famous example. I give. More likely that I preach than other devotees in this way. That just like you put your hand into the fire, anala, whether your mind is there or mind is not there, you're going to burn. A child mind is not, he doesn't know even. Ignorance is no excuse. He doesn't know that fire will burn him. But he wants to put his hand into fire. So, mind or ignorance or anything is no excuse. It's going to burn. Similarly, I preach, that nam namakari bahuta nija sarva saktis tatrarapita niyamita smaranena kala. So there is no niyamita, no smaran, no kala, and no mind, no nothing, just chant. Why? Because, and just chant, then the holy name will always do good to you. It will be effective. So, it is true that holy name has all power, all sakti. Nam namakar bahuda nija sarva sakti. All potency of Krishna is in his holy name. And he is non-different than his holy name also. So we preach that fire has a potency to burn you, so it will burn you. Whether ignorance, whether mind is there or not, or whether you are buddhu or not, doesn't matter. The holy name will do good to you. That is true. So whether mind is there or not, just like a medicine, 500 milligram medicine. If you take medicine without your mind disguised into milk or anything, still the medicine will cure your disease, fever. Similarly, why? Because medicine has potency to put an end to your disease. Similarly, holy name is potent and it will do good to you. Ajnanat bhava jnana uttam sloka namayat sankirtan madam punso dehe deho yashanala. So, whether your mind is there or not, the holy name will reawaken your pure love for Krishna. So that is true. But many a time we have seen the importance of mind being with us when we practice Krishna consciousness. More so. So this is for the beginners we can preach like that. But, all of you are not beginners. Just to encourage them, we do this kind of preaching. But in order to realize love, in order to realize anything, you need to put your mind onto your senses. Then from that, the ras can develop. Just like matras parsastu kaunteya, sita ushna sukha dukha da agamapayino nityam tam titikshva bharata. So matras parsa, when the senses are in touch with the object of the senses, and not only that, when your mind is dwelling on that, then you will be able to realize. Simply matrasparsa will not help. It will help to certain extent. It is good help. But unless your mind is on that sparsa, you will not be able to realize the transcendental mellow, ras. For example, you are hungry for 7 days, you haven't eaten anything, and in front of you there is beautiful plate of prasad, and you just took few morsel, core, and all of a sudden you have a phone call and saying on the phone call that your $1 billion worth of factory or stock or is burnt, factory is burnt, your owner and burnt. And immediately your mind is in the factory. And you say, I'll go in a second, but I'm hungry, let me eat. So you eat, and you eat in it, and in snap of finger. So you eat, but your mind is there. And you are eating, so hungry, nice palatable prasad, very tasty, and because you are hungry, it will give you even more taste, but your mind is not there. So the stomach will be full, your hunger will be gone, but ras, taste, mellow, is not there. Why? Because mind is somewhere else. Your mind is not there. So, suppose you are hungry 10 days and you are trying to eat and your mind is right there. Every morsel is your very tasteful, right? Because your mind is there. So this is the case in spiritual life also. Unless you put your mind into the spiritual life, as for example, chanting, kirtan, you know, Radhanath Maharaj or any Maharaj is doing beautiful kirtan. And you are absorbed, your mind is absorbed, and you are total in ecstasy. But beautiful kirtan is going on, and your mind is somewhere else, you know. Even the beautiful thing is happening, your mind took you somewhere else, and no taste, no enjoying transcendental delights that is in front of you, for ears, for nose, for eyes, for tongue, for skin. All five senses, knowledge acquiring senses, are in full availability of their sense gratification, spiritual, let's put that way, or material, doesn't matter. But if your mind is not there, you will not enjoy. Just like we took an example of a nice, say, 10 days fasting, and you are taking, but your mind is somewhere else. No taste. Stomach will be full, your hunger will be gone, everything will be okay, but no taste, no enjoying. No, you will not enjoy. And everybody wants joy. Everybody wants joy every moment. Isn't it? Even ant, chitti, chidiya, every living entity is looking for bliss, joy, ananda, sukh, every moment. So to have that ananda, you have to have a mind there. Otherwise you cannot enjoy. This is a fact. Everything for enjoyment can be there. Your senses also can indulge in it. But if your mind is not there, no ras, no joy, no enjoyment. So this is very important. People are looking for joy. Every living entity is looking for joy for every moment, every minute. Where is ananda? Where is ananda? Where is that bliss? Where is that bliss? Isn't it? So, we are ananda. Atma is anandmay abhyasat. Anand, nature of spirit soul is bliss. In other words, spirit soul is bliss. We are bliss. But because mind is dwelling in something else, we think that is a bliss. Mind is dwelling on fasting food. So then we think, oh, this food is bliss. The mind is dwelling on illicit sex, illicit gambling, meat eating, intoxication, sense gratification, anything and everything. Because our mind is there, we think that is a bliss. But it is not a bliss. It's a phony. It is illusion. It's not a bliss. And even mind is material. And the sense object and senses are material. Everything is material. Matter is no bliss. Nirananda. Atma, Satchidananda. Matter, Nirananda. Krishna, Paramatma, Satchidananda. Anand, bliss. So, we cannot say like this, bliss is within me. We are the bliss. We cannot say bliss is coming from me. No, we are the bliss. So, just like an example, crude example, a wife and her husband is passed away, and 10 days later, husband's mrutadeh, dead body is lying in the house, and she says, I will sit with my husband's dead body, eat with and sleep with and do everything there, and I'll enjoy. So can she enjoy? No. Why not? Because the bliss is gone, ananda is gone, spirit is gone, Satchidananda is gone. But people think that, oh, I can enjoy my wife's body, or husband's body, or whatever way they may want to enjoy. But body is nirananda. If there was ananda in the body, bliss in the body, then after the departure of the soul, there should be some bliss left. But total bliss is gone. Totally gone. So, this is a fact. This is a fact, that we are looking for bliss, ananda, in nirananda. Nirananda. And then we put our mind on it, thinking that it is a bliss. So, same concept is also there in spiritual life also. That if we put our mind into our spiritual practices, then it enhances. Not that mind will bring bliss. It is a matter, mind has no bliss. But because we are, just like in samadhi, if you are in samadhi, just like in samadhi, you are totally in bliss without mind. Just for example, Uddhava, he is going to Vraj, and saying to gopis, then my dear gopis, please put your mind onto Krishna, concentrate on Krishna, Gyan. He is giving Gyan, Uddhava. And Gopi says, that you are telling us to put our mind on Krishna, we are trying to forget the big cheater, Chaliya. We are trying to forget him. We want to take our minds away from him. So, man manaska, Krishna says that this Vrajavasi is Uddhava. He says to Uddhava, man manaska, their minds dwells on me. Even if they want to take away their minds away from me, they cannot. Man manaska, madagata prana, their very life, air, prana, are dwelling within me. Madarthe tyakta dehika, and they have given up their relatives. Madarthe tyakta, they have given up their relatives for me. So man manaska, madarthe tyakta dehika, for me they have given up their relatives for me. Mother Tetyakta Devika. Tadarpi Bibharmi Aham. For those kind of devotees, I carry what they have and I provide what they don't have. Yoga Kshemam Vahami Aham. So mind, you know, when you are in Samadhi, your mind is focusing naturally and your mind is spiritualized at that point. And everything is spiritual, spiritual platform. It is a spiritual platform. Everything becomes spiritualized. So this is necessary, very necessary, that our mind is with us. And one whose mind is with him, then Paramatma Samahita. He has achieved Krishna. Paramatma Samahita. Bandur Atma Manastasya Yena Atmaiva Atmana Jita Anatvi Satruvat. Anyway, Bandur Atma Manastasya. Bandur Atma Manastasya. Those who have made their mind bandhu, friend. Bandur Atma Manastasya Yena Atmaiva Atmana Jitaha Anatmanastu Satrutve Vartet Atmaiva Satruvat. So Bandur Atma Manastasya Yena Atmaiva Atmana Jitaha Anatmanastu Satrutve Vartit Atmaya Satru. Paramatma Samahita. Meaning that those who have conquered the mind, they have achieved Krishna. Krishna is with them, they are with Krishna, and there is no question of separation. Paramatma Samahita. Meaning if you want to attain Krishna, then mind has to be there. Without mind, there cannot be any question of attaining Krishna consciousness. Paramatma Samahita. Krishna is just next to you. And you will reciprocate with him like that. You will reciprocate with Krishna. Jitatmanaha Prashantasya. Paramatma Samahitaha. Sitoshna Sukadukheshu Tatha Mana Pamana Yuhu. For one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is already reached. Already reached. Super soul means Krishna, Paramatma. Already reached means one who has conquered the mind, he has already attained Krishna. It is so easy, no? It is so easy to reach Krishna. But we have to do our homework. The homework is every time, see, vairagya, in order to control the mind, you need two things. Vairagya and constant practice. Those two things you need in order to control the mind. The sloka is Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha uchyate. Abhyasena tu kaunteya. So Arjuna is saying that it is very difficult to control the mind. Vayur eva duskaram. It is more difficult to control mind than tornado, hurricane, whirlwind. Very difficult. Then Krishna says that abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha uchyate. Jitatmanah prashantasya. Jitatmanah prashantasya. One who has conquered the mind. Prashantasya. Paramatma samahita. Krishna is attained. For gopis, Krishna is never aloof. Yomam pasyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pasyati. Tasya hamna pranasyami sachaname pranasyati. Those who sees me everywhere and everything within Krishna, that means Krishna is not aloof to you. And that means Krishna is next to you. That means your mind is focused. Yomam pasyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pasyati. Tasya aham na pranasyami sachame na pranasyati. For him I am not aloof. Jitatmana prashantasya paramatma samahita. Paramatma, next to you. He has attained Krishna. Prabhupada says, the super soul is already, he puts the word already. One who has conquered the mind, he has already attained Krishna. He has already, what? Attained Krishna. That's it. Krishna consciousness is over. If you can control the mind. If you can control the mind, then Krishna is attained. So, being intellectuals, being, you know, very, you have focused your mind on studies and you know, computers and, you know, you have focus. Without focusing, how did you get IIM and MCA, CA, BA, MBA, MBBS? Without focusing, you cannot. So, we focus our mind for mundane material things, degrees, monies and honeys and so on and so forth. Why don't we try, at least try 2 hours chanting, focus mind on Krishna. Then Krishna is attained. Already not attained. In past we have attained. Already attained. Not after, before we have attained. Already attained Krishna. Krishna is right there. You and Krishna are just next to each other. Paramatma samahita. Jitatmana manastasya paramatma samahita. So it is so easy for those who are simple. And those who are complicated, it is very difficult. Very difficult. Prabhupada says that somebody asked Prabhupada, this is very difficult. Prabhupada says it is easy for the simple-hearted and hard for the complicated-hearted people. Simple-hearted. Snigdasya sisyasya guru. Snigda, signal. Heart should be very soft. Snigda. Surrender, heart should be surrender. And serious, sincere. Heart should be sincere. And serious. Okay? I tell you how to do it. It's easy. Suppose you hear, that means you have to hear lecture. So you have to hear lecture. Srila Prabhupada's lecture, start with that 2000 lectures. Then go to other, you know, acharyas or guru, your guru or whoever you like. But first, finish 2000 lectures of Prabhupada. And it's very easy. Very easy, those who wants to do it. See, while bathing, in the morning 1 hour, you bathe, 1 hour takes, how much takes? No, but you take, we put clothes also in 15 minutes. You brush also in 15 minutes. 1 hour, to be realistic. It takes me 1 hour. But you can do half an hour, then it is one lecture, isn't it? Half an hour, Prabhupada's lecture is half an hour. So that is half an hour right there. Then you cook for how many hours? Morning and evening? 2. So 2 hours means another 4 lectures. Prabhupada's lecture is half an hour, isn't it? So 5 lectures automatically you can do. No? You cannot do? You hear, put Prabhupada on, and hear Prabhupada. No? Somehow or another, you have to do your work, and you may not concentrate as much, but the sloka will definitely come to you. All my slokas are from Prabhupada's lectures. Or hear one lecture over and over and over and over. Just put it on a repeat mode. So hear lecture, one lecture over and over. You will become world-based preacher. I want you to all become guru one day and become world-based acharyas. And then you prepare from today, you know, now. Then, and we need thousands and thousands of gurus in our movement. That's a mood of our movement. We want to, you know. So, and you all will become, you are intellectual, you will get fed up with this material world quickly because you know better. Second tip is very many sloka that appeals to you most. Appealing. Or many slokas that you can do. Many slokas that very easy to remember. Chakshudan dilo yehi janme janme prabhu se. Sloka, this is like guru. If you want to give a lecture on a guru, just, you know, guru vandana, that, you know, Sri Guru Charana Padma Sansar Davana. Your guru's lecture is beautiful, no? And you know both of them. That is 8 plus 8, 16 sloka right there, no? So you have to prepare like that and sing in a tune. Sloka, when you memorize sloka, you memorize in a proper meter, chanda. Huh? Proper chanda. Just like Anustup chand is very prominent, you know. Jitatmanah prashantasya paramatma samahita sitoshna sukhadukhesu tathamanapamanayo. This is Anustup chand. And then there is Sardul Vikridit chand, and so many chand. Sardul Vikridit chand is very, like Sardul means sea, simha, lion. And Vikridit means garjana. Karta. Garjana means he is shouting on top of his voice. Garjana. Sardul Vikridit. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Maruta Stunavanti Di Vestavai Vedai Sangha Padakramopanisadai Gayantiyam Samaga Dhyanam Vastu Tadagatena Manasha Pasyantiyam Yogino Yasyantam Navidu Sura Suragana Devai Tasmai Namaha. Actually, I didn't sing properly, but it is like a, you know, big garjana, you know. Like that, just in a, this is Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, sloka. Like that you can memorize, you know, in your very, some sloka is appealing to you, very easy to memorize. Here Prabhupada's, you know, Prabhupada's lecture. Okay, let's go to the mind again. So if you want to attain Krishna, then you must Paramatma Samahita Jitatmana Manastasya Paramatma Samahita. You have already attained Krishna. And we are trying to attain Krishna. So we have to somehow or other make mind Bandur, our friend. So that means no artificial imposition on mind. We don't want to suppress the mind. We want to make him friend, Bandhu, brother, friend. We want to make our mind friend. So the easiest method of making mind our friend is Abhyasena tu Kaunteya Vairagyena Uchyate. So Krishna, Arjuna asking this question to Krishna. So Chanchalam hi mana Krishna Pramathino Balavat Dradam Tasya aham nigraham manye vayoreva duskaram. My dear Krishna, this is more difficult to control mind than wind, hurricane. Chanchalam himana Krishna pramathino balavat balavant dradam, drad or balavan, and very chanchal, from here to there to there to there, from one place to another place. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna pramathino balvadradam tasya nigraham manye vayoreva duskaram. Vayu se bhi more hard to control mind than even hurricane. You cannot control hurricane. Vishakhapatnam was wiped out. Very difficult to control hurricane. And even more difficult to control the mind. And Krishna says, the asansayam mahabaho mano dur nigraham chalam abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha guhyate. So, abhyas, this is in our hand. What is in our hand? Abhyas. Constant practice. Wherever mind goes, bring him back. Whenever he goes, bring him back. Wherever, bring him back. Bring. Every time, try to bring him back. And he will come back. Then again, chanchal, go. Then again, we pull. Again, go. So, constant battle. Constant. And we just try to become friend with the mind. So then, time will come that it will focus, samadhi. If you can focus your mind 48 minutes on something, that is called samadhi. So if you can focus our mind 48 minutes on Krishna, that is called samadhi. Of course we are not, you know, saying that you do it today or tomorrow, but this practice should be there. Practice should be there. If you don't practice, a monkey. Just like children, like monkeys, you cannot control. So, chanchalam. So then, chanchal mind goes, bring him back. Go, bring him back. Abhyasin, tu kauntiya, vairagya. And we must have vairagya at least instantly. For 2 hours we can have detachment. No wife, no children, no job. I am not attached to these things. No money, no honey, no apartment, no house, no nation, no body, no... I am with Krishna. That vairagya. From within, we can become detached. We have to become detached. For 2 hours, then we become attached to, instantly attached to everything. Children, nice, beautiful children, and wife, and husband, and job, and money, bank balance, we instantly become attached to that. But we have to play this role. We have to play this role. If we don't play this role, then we will be always in material whirlpool, in Maya and distressful and no ananda. Always thinking that it is ananda, but it is all superficial. It is all phony, not true. It is all, you know. So abhyas, I mean vairagya. Vairagya means detachment. So that's why, suppose you have nothing, no penny in your hand, and you have to go Madhukari, just like Sat Goswamis. They gave up everything. Big, big estate, big, big money, big, big wives, big, big time children, big, big everything. They gave it up. And vairagya. And they did not see anything back. They never see back. I had empire, I had palaces, attalikai, palaces. Gave up once for all. Gopis, pati sutanvaya bhatri bandhava ati vilangyate ante achyutagata gati vidakstava udgita mohita. So gopis says, we did not just give up our husband, children, house, kriya srinkala. We did not give up this, but we also give up ancestors. We have nothing to do with this. And at the end, after giving up all this, we came to you. Ati vilangyate ante achyuta gata. So, this is detachment. But I am not saying you detach yourself from all these things. I am saying only 2 hours. Just detachment. Everything, let it go to hell for 2 hours. We have to practice this 2 hours. Otherwise, Hare Krishna, and, you know, it will not work. We want to cook khichdi and put water on the fire. So khichdi will never be cooked. We are doing otherwise. Khichdi, you know, we chant, but, you know, then offenses and mind is somewhere else. So then cooking khichdi and putting water on the fire. So we will never able to cook khichdi. So 2 hours we should withdraw, totally withdraw. This is yogi. Krishna is teaching this. You fight. How you could fight without mind? Without concentrating on target, without putting mind on the target, how are you going to? But Krishna says, put that target, put me there. That, you know, wherever is your target, put me there. I am putting arrow on Krishna. In other words, put Krishna wherever mind goes, put Krishna there. Bank balance, put Krishna there. Wife, good. Children, job, apartment, body, everything. Wherever it goes, put Krishna right there. Wherever mind goes, put Krishna there. Let it go. But take Krishna with it. This is technique. This is a technique to you know, concentrate our mind on Krishna, holy name. Vairagya and abhyas, these two things. If you are, so I was giving an example of vairagya. So Sat Goswamis, they had nothing to do except Krishna consciousness. So, no anxiety. They have nothing to produce money-wise. They have nothing to... vairagya, detachment. They have nothing to do with this material world. So, for them it becomes easy. Where mind is going to go? They have nothing to do with women. They have nothing to do with money. They have nothing to do with business. They have nothing to do with body. When Jiva Goswami was exiled, was driven away from Rupa Goswami, he told me, don't see me your face, get out of here. And he took it to the heart. It's a long story, but I'm telling you the sort that Jiva Goswami went upstream in Jamuna and he was living in a cave where Magarmach was also living, and he was writing this Sandarbha, Sat Sandarbha. And he was so disgusted with himself that I offended. So he was living there, and he was so disgusted with himself that I offended Rupa Goswami, my Guru Dev, and I offended Vallabhacharya ji. So what is the use of my life? I want to give up. So he won't even go for Madhukari. He won't even go for begging food and write Sandarbha and stuff. And whenever somebody bring him, then he would eat. And sometimes somebody would not give. All village people knew that he is not coming for Madhukari and we should give. But sometimes it wasn't. Nobody would come. Then he would mix the rag and water and then he would drink. And with that, whole stomach became very diseased. So anyway, the story goes on like that. But detachment, that's what I'm trying to tell you. So total detachment means mind will, where it's going to go. There is no material consideration of any kind, including body and eating. So then always mind will be always on. Of course you are hungry, your mind is not controlled, you know, it's uncontrolled. But you can punish mind if you want to punish your mind, no food, take bath in this winter season by cold shower, take a cold bath. And in hot season, take a hot bath, or in hot season, you know, you have a fire around you, or like controlling mind, you do a completely opposite than what your mind is saying. Of course, this is jada vidya, this is jada, this is called other kind of yoga, called hatha yoga, that's it. That's what I was looking for, hatha yoga. You have a hut, you have a, you know, in a cold, you will go into the deep, into water, in a cold water in the river, and try to control your mind by punishing the mind. But naturally we can, if we can bandur atma manastasya, if we can make our mind friend, then that's the best. Bandur atma manastasya, paramatma samahita, paramatma samahita. So this is what we should do with the mind. Somehow or another, wherever it goes, become his friend. My dear mind, please come back and take the holy name. Please. And again it will go. And please come back. I try to do this practice every day. I try to practice. And it becomes easy and it becomes relishable and it becomes tasty and you enjoy chanting and, you know. But you have to do this. Emano dura mati sansara bifale. Sansara. Emano dura mati sansara bhitare. Bhitare. Sansara bhitare. Pudiya chu, pudiya achenu ami. Bhaktivinoda Thakur कहते हैं कि this wicked mind drag me into this sansara. What kind of sansara? Sansara bhitare podiya achinuam. Very gore sansara, very painful. Emono duramati, or this mati, durmati, mind is wicked. Emono duramati sansara bhitare. The very cause of our material bondage, coming into this material world, is wicked mind. Okay, any another question? Yes. So
you were addressing us like we all were intellectuals here.
Yes, yes.
But I don't want to be an intellectual.
That's very good.
I want to come out of it and unwind it and go in and reset it and go into a straight way. How to unwind it?
Well, then you have to surrender to me and do exactly what I ask you to do. But he will not. Who is your husband? You are. Okay. So tell him, you earn the money and I take care of the house and children and I practice Krishna consciousness. Today morning I was hearing Prabhupada, and Prabhupada says that children and house and everybody takes up Krishna consciousness if the woman of the house becomes Krishna conscious. Okay, I'll read the translation. This song, Emono Duramati, Sansara Bhitare. A wicked mind brought me into this world. O Lord, but one of your pure and elevated devotees has come to bring me out, especially Guru. He saw me so fallen and wretched, took pity and came to me saying, O humble soul, please listen to this good tiding, for it will gladden your heart. Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared in the land of Navadvip to deliver you. He has safely conducted many miserable souls such as you across the area, across the sea of worldly existence. To fulfill the promise of the Vedas, the son of a Brahman bearing the name Mahaprabhu of golden complexion has descended with his brother, the Avadhut Nityananda. Together they have overwhelmed all of Nadia with divine ecstasy. Sri Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, the son of Nanda, has saved the world by freely distributing his own holy name. Go also and receive your deliverance. O Lord, hearing those words, Bhaktivinoda has come weeping to the sole of your lotus feet and tells the story of his life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.